Monday, 17th of Feb, 97.
Once more, we welcome you. Thank you for being with us.
Good evening.
Good evening to you. It's very nice to have a full house tonight to welcome you. All members are present.
I would like to say this time, welcome to one who has been absent from us.
Dear, it's a welcome to you.
I say to you all, dear friends, thank you for your questions, which some of you have been putting out to us. I hope that you have been aware of our help and answers to you.
Mm-hmm. Is that so, anybody? You've been aware?
Yes.
Did you say yes?
Yes.
Margaret,
yes.
Doesn't speak up, so
yes,
it's on the mic. Thank you.
I will speak to you only for a short time because, as I told you last time, I would bring to you someone of interest when we had every one of you present.
Yes, you did, and I have been thinking a lot about that and looking forward to it, and I'm sure my friends have also.
Because of this, I will answer quickly any questions, and I would say to you once more, allow yourselves to be open to the communications available to you. We have with us this time the one who came to you recently to give to those who were absent from that meeting the name that they should be associated with.
Yes, that is so.
The others will be given what is necessary because some were absent, were they not?
Quite right, and it would be nice for them to have the same information.
So, before I allow others to come, do we have one quick question this time?
I personally don't, because I was leaving the whole evening for your work and the one whom you said you would bring. Has anybody else a question?
No.
No.
For that, we thank you, dear friend. Now, I will withdraw, leaving you all encompassed once more within my love. for you.
Thank you very much for what you are doing again. Our love goes with you.
I am sure you will find what is coming to you most interesting.
I'm sure we shall. Will your friend be using your instrument or the other instrument who's used in these evenings?
We will endeavor to use this one.
Yes.
But do not be surprised if this one speaks. We will see what is best.
Yes, of course. Thank you again for all the trouble you take for us. I'll be with you.
There then followed one through Sue, who gave information to three sitters who weren't at the meeting in January 13th regarding their angelic guides. This has been edited and put into that Jan 13th meeting. The expected guest speaker then arrived.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you quite clearly, thank you.
Thank you. My instructions are to speak with you.
Thank you.
I believe you have been told, have you?
Yes, we were told by our friend Sandemet that he would be bringing somebody whom we would find very interesting.
I am honored that those words should have been used. Of course, I am delighted to speak with you.
We are certainly delighted to have you with us.
I am indeed honored to be here. But I have to make adjustments with this one.
Yes, I do understand. Is the light satisfactory for you, or would you like it lower?
Please, lower.
Right. Is that sufficient?
I thank you. I am making adjustments, but I hope that I am audible to you all.
Yes, everybody can hear quite clearly. And as you probably know, we do record everything you say so that we are able to listen to it repeatedly if we wish.
I hope that you find this discussion useful. Because, as far as I am aware, this knowledge is not given lightly to many. So, what I am about to tell you may at first seem strange, but I assure you that is part of my work, and I hope you'll find it of interest.
Yes, I'm sure we shall. We do, of course, hear many things which are strange, but in due course, in our time, become much more understandable.
Yes, I am finding it strange to be using a human voice. So, if I seem to be strange sounding at times, Then I ask your forgiveness now.
Of course, we do understand and we appreciate the difficulties you must have in doing this. That is why we also feel honored that you should be with us.
Thank you. Now, let me continue with what I have come to tell you. Firstly, I do not and never have belonged to your world, although I have become familiarized with it. But having said that, I still find humankind to be most strange.
Yes, that we do understand and would agree with you completely. We must seem very strange indeed.
In saying those words to you, I do not say them unkindly, but in my daily workings with you, I am often puzzled by the way you think. And in saying think, I come to the core of our topic this evening. I am, you see, what you would term thought energy interceptor.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I would imagine that you have not heard of this.
We certainly have not.
No. And that is why the Great One has sent me to you, to give you a little more insight and knowledge.
Thank you very much indeed.
I know our teacher has been stressing to you all about the power of your thought.
Yes, quite often he has done that.
And I have been instructed that at times you find it difficult to grasp.
Right, we do.
But you are thinking, why should it be necessary to intercept humankind's thoughts? Are you not puzzled why that should be? Because I hear you say, but we have been told there cannot be interference. I hear it from you. Yes, let me go on and explain more.
Okay.
You all know how powerful the thought can be.
Yes, we do.
Not only do your thoughts reach out to each other whilst you are living upon this planet, but that your thoughts can be transmitted to those in our worlds. Yes?
Yes, we are aware of that.
So, this is where my task comes into play, I believe you would say.
Yes.
Yes, we cannot allow harm to be done to those souls who are helpless in our world, because the power of humankind thoughts can do that to them.
Is that so?
Yes. It is little known how dangerous, how ugly and evil humankind thought can be.
I can quite understand the evil and the ugliness of our thoughts. Unfortunately, it is so. And I think all of us would recognize and agree with that, but I don't think any of us understood that it could affect those in your world to that extent.
Yes, because you see, thought, when it leaves your world from your thoughts, your minds, it also becomes much more refined and can reach its target, shall we say, more easily. I know you are going to find what I say difficult to understand, but it is necessary that we do intercept on occasions to protect souls from more harm.
Yes, we can understand that and understand the need for it, knowing the depth of depravity in some of our own thoughts.
Yes, I think it would be apt at this time to perhaps give some examples in order that you may find the information more easily digestible. If we have someone who passes to our side of life, an innocent soul who has left behind someone deep and full of resentment, anger, and hatred, can you not see the harm that can be done by those evil thoughts constantly being sent out into the ether?
Yes, you mean resentment against the one who has passed on.
Of course.
Yes. Yes, that is quite clear to us.
Then my task in our world is to intercept those thoughts in order that the soul may find its place without further harm.
That certainly is absolutely new knowledge to us.
Yes, I have been told, and I am aware that humankind does not fully understand the power of their thinking as of yet.
No, unfortunately, though we have been told in some degree, we still, of course, govern our thinking by the physical concept.
Yes.
We've not yet realized the refinement of the spiritual awareness.
You see, what is happening when we step forward to protect those innocent souls, you are thinking what happens to the thought. Mm. And I know you are all aware and have been told that the thought rebounds back to the sender.
Yes. Mm.
How have you imagined that that could happen?
I had wondered, but I had no idea of how it happened, only that our own thoughts boomeranged back to us.
I think perhaps you could call me the boomerang.
Yes.
You understand.
Yes, so there is a definite and positive interception then.
There has to be, for the protection of the innocent souls who are not deserving of the hatred and the anger of the powerful thoughts that come from this planet.
I see.
You understand?
Yes, yes we do. That's rather frightening news in some respects.
It should not be frightening to you. It should make you more aware
Mm-hmm. Yes, it does.
It should give you more understanding. Mm-hmm. It should help you. That is my task. I am sure that I bring to you all help.
You do.
Rather than fear.
No, you know, no fears. I perhaps put it badly. Well, I was meaning frightening for us to consider the power that our thought has.
I have been instructed that the teacher is endeavoring to instill in you all that the power of your thought is indeed the most powerful thing you will ever encounter.
Yes, and you have amplified that now. No, certainly what you bring us is not frightening.
No.
Far from it.
May I ask a question?
Just a moment, please. Let our friend continue a moment. He will ask questions and ask for questions later.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Thank you. So, my task in being here is to instruct you a little more. Not to flood you with the technicalities of how it is done, because that would indeed be useless information to you. But to clarify what the teacher has brought to you and what he has asked me to explain to you. In seeing that doing this task, in rebounding these energy patterns of thought, then indeed you humankind upon this planet should indeed think deeply before you think. In all matters of thinking, be aware and be careful. You understand, do you?
Well, we are understanding now, yes. And we do thank you for having clarified it to this extent. Because though we were beginning to realize the power of thought, I don't think any of us had realized the harm it could do to those in your world if the thought wasn't a good one.
It cannot be destroyed, you see.
No, it lives forever, doesn't it?
I know you understand that. I know you understand that what you give comes back. But you needed to have the understanding of how it rebounds back to you.
We certainly did.
We do not interfere in the natural process of thinking. Good thoughts go ever forward.
Mm-hmm.
They would not be stopped or interfered with. But there are those where we must protect the innocent souls. That is the main task, that the soul be protected from further and unnecessary harm, so that it may continue in its journey to growth, its journey of love, without the evil thoughts from humankind upon your planet and from other planets. But I am not allowed to discuss that side of it with you.
No. But that does lead me to ask, from what you say, it would seem that our planet is guilty of projecting a tremendous amount of evil thinking. Is that so?
Well, you are capable of it, but I would not say a terrible amount. You must keep things within perspective of good and evil.
Yes.
I would say in the main that mainly good thoughts come to those who have gone.
Well, that's encouraging for us.
I would say, I think the word you would use would be minority.
Yes.
But of course, when you consider the population of your planet, even the minority of thought is great.
Mm-hmm.
You understand it.
Yes, we do. So it obviously, from what you have told us, is a very full-time job for you, and I imagine many like you.
There are many of us, of course, and as I mentioned briefly, not only from this planet, but from many others.
Yes.
We speak of much work, shall I say, but it is something that has to be done. It is an honor to do such work. It is a tribute to those who teach us that we be allowed to do so.
Yes.
And that is why I said to you that it is not often that this knowledge has been given.
No, I can understand that, and we greatly appreciate the trust that has been placed in us all in that you have given that information.
I don't wish to seem condescending to you, but I think that perhaps you all should be thankful that you have been allowed this knowledge.
I'm sure we are. I think I speak for everybody, don't I, in this?
Yes.
We are extremely grateful and honored that we have had it.
Now, I will take the question from whoever spoke.
Yes, Annie?
Yes. On the earth, when negative or evil thoughts are sent out to other people on the earth, are they intercepted in a similar way?
No. No, we cannot interfere when you are on the planet. Thoughts between people can damage the person, but we are not allowed to intercept in those cases. Our work is in protecting the soul, not the physical being.
I understand what you're saying. What I don't understand is I feel that negative or evil thoughts to people living on the earth also rebound to the sender. Perhaps I have misunderstood that.
No, not at all. It will rebound, but it rebounds in a different capacity. You may not have that evil energy rebound until you come to our world.
I see.
It will rebound. You only have what you give.
Mm.
But it may be that you do not reap until the soul is free from the earthly garments. You understand?
Yes, I do.
I hope that is clear. No, we would not be allowed to intercept from person to person.
Sometimes it feels like there's an intercept. I can't describe it very well, I'm stumbling, but it feels like there's almost an intercept on an earthly level. Perhaps it's just my mind or my own imagination.
Right.
What you are probably feeling and picking up is help that is available to you from those in our world who are close by and are able to influence.
Yes, that makes sense to me, thank you.
But it is not an interception of the thought, you understand?
Yes, it's a different thing altogether.
Yes.
I do understand now, thank you.
I would imagine that the innocent souls of whom you have spoken will gradually be getting strength and teaching in how to shield themselves from those thoughts from our planet, would they?
Innocent souls, that is the whole purpose of the interception,
mm-hmm.
that they should not have to shield themselves. After all, they are good souls who are coming against evil, and we cannot allow them to suffer such. You understand?
Yes,
do you know what I am trying to convey?
Yes, I do now. I just wondered, I see that your prime concern is that the goodness of any particular soul,
yes,
shall evolve as it is required to do without,
yes,
interference.
Now you know and understand what I am saying.
Yes.
It is not easy to convey words to you.
No.
But I hope I am making myself perfectly clear.
You certainly are. And that leads me to yet another question. Since our thoughts are so powerful in a negative sense, would it be of help to those innocent souls if we, in our own praying, ask that help shall be given to them?
Of course, you see, good thought patterns are much more powerful. That is another topic. But they will outweigh the energy of evil thought eventually. So if you can endeavor to do that, it can only be of help.
Yes, I ask that because our friend Sainamet has asked that we should all give thoughts to others who are lonely and distressed and consider themselves forgotten, whether on this earth or in your world. And I'm sure we all do that in our praying. And it occurred to me that it could be a useful addition to our prayers to include those in your world positively.
Of course, remember, these souls are unaware of the evil thoughts that are being directed to them.
Yes.
Of course, some would be aware, but I am concerned with the pure souls who do not and cannot be allowed to be distressed, if that is the correct term, by negative thoughts from this planet.
I see. No, I begin to understand quite fully now why you have come to us to tell us this tonight, because it does give us the knowledge that those pure souls have a duty almost to continue in their purity for the benefit of those with whom they are due to come into contact at other times.
Yes.
And they cannot be prohibited from carrying that out.
There would seem, I know, I can feel it from you, that there would seem to be so many contradictions from our world. Of course there must be, because you cannot fully understand what goes on in our world,
no,
until you come to us.
Yes, I think that has been made clear to us so many times that we have no argument with it at all. We accept that we cannot possibly understand everything until we do come to you.
I hope I have helped. I hope I have provided a little knowledge to you. I do thank you for your attention, and I hope that my words have been clear to you. As I say, it is most strange to be using a voice.
Yes.
But I will accept that you have heard and understood me well.
We have heard and understood every word, and as I say, we have it again to listen to, as I'm sure we shall be doing. And we really can't thank you enough for what you have told us. The knowledge has added immensely to what we have already learned.
I need not your thanks. I say to you, the honor has been mine. I thank you for this opportunity, because not only has it been an honor, but it has been of much help for me. You may not fully understand that either, but in saying those words, I assure you that this task has truly helped me on my way.
We are very, very pleased to hear that, and I'm going to be presumptuous and ask whether we might expect you to come back and talk to us on another occasion. Or would that be expecting too much?
I cannot give you that answer. That would be something perhaps you could ask your teacher. And if it is required, then of course I would be happy to return to you all.
That's very nice to hear, and we do appreciate it. We will certainly ask. You don't give us a name, and I'm not asking, but our friend, our teacher, will know to whom I am referring, I'm sure.
I am permitted to give you a name if you so desire, for contact purposes only.
Yes, we would certainly appreciate that.
I am allowed to give you the name of Maisha.
Maisha. Thank you very much indeed. We shall remember that with love.
So if I am permitted to return, then I will use the name.
Thank you, Maisha. We shall certainly remember this evening and your name.
Now, I believe I must leave you. I do wish you all much love. I wish you all well, and I do say to you, be careful of your thinking.
Yes. I know you say you don't need thanks, but could we, with respect, congratulate you upon your use of the human voice?
Mm-hmm.
We're all unanimous in that.
I thank you all. I thank you all. I thank you all.
God bless you. And take our love with you.
End of February the 17th meeting.